Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Fran Minella, Director of the National Park Service, which is with the Department of Interior. And joining us in our conversation is Tom Maui.
Fran, can you describe the work the National Park Service is doing with other government agencies, for example, in the areas of health, fitness, and tourism?
Yes, Tom, thank you so much for asking that, because I'm excited about what we're doing in health and fitness and tourism. In particular, we most recently had started during our National Park Week in April of this year through, it's just coming to its conclusion at the end of October, we partnered with a travel industry association, and it was for Sea America's National Parks. They had worked with the Department of Transportation earlier for Sea America's scenic byways, but came to us next to work together to promote parks that were lesser known. We call some of our hidden gems. For example, when people come to Washington, oftentimes they forget to go to the Frederick Douglass's home. They go to the Washington Monument, World War II Memorial, but the Frederick Douglass's home is such a wonderful asset to us, and that's what this helped do. It promoted what opportunities might be in a community if you landed in a certain airport or drive into a certain community, and it also gave us greater diversity. Again, part of our effort is to increase our diversity both as visitors and employees in our National Park Service, and the Travel Industry Association stepped up to help make people know more about the Black history opportunities, Native American history. We opened Manzanar during this period of time, which is it talks about Japanese Americans in our and what was important in our history. Also, the health and fitness aspect, the parks play such an important part in the health and well-being of individuals. It's part of the quality of life that is provided through parks, be it people coming out to do the active physical hiking, biking, swimming, climbing, or any of those areas, but also coming out for the health. And I remember after September 11th, for myself, I remember standing up in the secretary's office and watching the Pentagon begin to burn. And later, though, I needed to have a break, and out I went probably a week or two later to, instead of watching a Pentagon burn, standing on top of a very high location called the Billy Goat Trail in the C&O Canal National Park. And in doing that, I was able to have my stress relief. I was away from the television. I had a chance to look over the great foliage and the quietness of the water in the canal, and what a great experience that was. These are part of the benefits, and we've tied together, the president had Healthier U.S. initiative, and also, as you know, obesity is coming on to be one of the top impacts to people's health, and we have gone with Get Fit U.S. and work in partnership with other agencies to do that, and particularly the Center for Disease Control. The Surgeon General has joined with us, also the National Recreation Park Association, and many park and recreation entities across our nation. So we're going to continue that effort, and we're excited about that for the future.
Sounds like great initiatives. What are other current and future initiatives underway at the National Park Service?
Well, one of the big areas I think is so important, since 1916, when the National Park System was formed, volunteers have always been an important part. But really, we've further enhanced that with the Take Pride in America, which is not just national parks, but it's all public lands, both federal, state, and local, working together to help encourage the spirit of volunteerism. Because we think it's absolutely critical for people to volunteer, because it's such a benefit for them as well as a benefit for the resource. Also, we've been working aggressively in trying to further enhance our operational benefits. As we said, the 05 budget is going to have additional money for us, and that's going to be an area where we're going to plan to spend a lot of time on further enhancing that. Also, of course, we've had so many success with our maintenance backlog, but we're going to continue to further keep that so that we are not only focused on maintenance, but making sure our operations are absolutely critical. We've been real successful for our own communications inside our National Park Service to our own employees. We created what's called Inside NPS, which communicates employee to employee. With 20,000 employees, you've got to keep them well informed. And now we've created an NPS Digest, which is another website which allows us to be able to connect to people outside of the Park Service that are employees and be able to partner with people through this NPS Digest. And I guess lastly, I'm real pleased with our Junior Ranger program that we've been working on. That's been something that's been underway for a while, but now we've gone to the Web Ranger concept. And the National Park Foundation is helping us move forward with additional funding for Web Rangers, meaning that you can go on site through the internet and learn about national parks and actually accomplish a lot of the knowledge that you're going to need by doing it on the web, and hopefully it'll encourage you to actually go out on site. So this is one of our newest efforts that we want to further enhance that through the future.
Reflecting upon your experience as the National Park Service Director thus far, what lessons learned and advice can you share with other federal agency directors?
Well, I think, again, as I said, I have the best job in the federal government, so I always tease everyone that, you know, you can come out and visit parks. But I think that probably some of the best lessons I've learned, and again, it's one I knew when I was in Florida State Parks, but it's that our best assets are our employees and our partners that work with us, our volunteers and others, and that I need to make sure I continue to spend a lot of time. When I go out into parks, when I visit a park, not only do I see the resource, but I always make sure I have an employee meeting and meet with the employees. I also try to meet with the partners and make sure they know how much they're appreciated in all that they do. I think I've learned one of my biggest surprises. I know more about security than I ever hoped to know. But I know how many people can go through a magnetometer an hour. It's about 350. But, you know, those are things that have been some of the additional things that I've learned. But I think also is that it further enhances with a large operation as the National Park Service is, we've got to continue to communicate effectively. I mentioned the inside NPS, both internally and externally. Also, that we want to make sure that we constantly look at ourselves. Are we doing everything as effectively and efficiently as we can? And that it is something that we've got to continue to not just assume that the way we've done it always is always the best, yet doing it in a way that doesn't have our employees feel threatened in any way or our visitors feel like they're losing any kind of experience. We've got to make sure, though, that we're the best we can be, and I think that has been an important part of what I've learned.
Fran, let me ask you to shift gears now and put on your future-looking hat. Mm-hmm. Where do you see the Park Service in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, I think partnerships are going to be the key for the future. No one can do things alone anymore. One of our successes was we had a partnership conference called Joint Ventures that drew almost 1,600 attendees, of which only 500 or so were federal employees. It was our partners coming together. The realization is that we have to find ways to work together. We've got to, you've heard me talk also about the seamless network of parks. That is the concept that national parks still manage the way they manage and state parks theirs, but the public as a whole really doesn't always care who's serving them. They really want to be, they want the resource to be available to them. They want to have an enjoyable time in a way that protects the environment. And we've got to make sure our territorialism is reduced. And I'll be continuing to work on that seamless network and that the partnership efforts that we've got to think of, not just automatically thinking that we do it the same way we've always done it. There's so much benefit to the tradition, but there's always, with tradition, you enhance that further by taking a look at yourself on a regular basis.
Your career has been devoted to public service at one level of government or associations or another. I'm curious, ask you to reflect on that. What advice would you give to a person interested in a career in public service?
Well, it's interesting. I just spoke at a conference that dealt with the National Recreation Park Association, and so they were park and recreation potential people to come into public service. And I guess what I advise them, first of all, is they need to be able to want to enjoy serving not only the resource, not only that visitor, but we are serving a nation through our efforts, or even though we're maybe in a local government setting, it's still, you never know who's coming there. But it's also important that you have the courage to look at yourself and look at others and hopefully treat each other with respect and honesty, but also to be able to say that you'll take the time and energy to do the homework necessary. The accountability is so much greater today than has ever been before, that you'll build your communication skills both internally and externally, that you will also build, you'll have a further emphasis on business. Right now, today, being in a park, you've got to have that business orientation, and I think that's part of what we're bringing to the. We do business plans, for example, in our national parks, and we need to do that further. We need to be able to work in a holistic approach, and what we're primarily looking for today is more leaders than just managers. We want people, again, that have that communication skills, but also, again, are willing to step up and go that extra mile. For example, putting that time in to volunteer themselves in different settings so that we can see that leadership skill, be it in a park, be it in your church area or Rotary or some other groups. We want to see those people stepping forth because I do think that that is what we're all about.
Fran, I'm afraid we're out of time. Tom and I want to thank you for joining us this morning and squeezing us in what appears to be a very busy schedule.
Thank you so much. It's been a great time being here. And I wanted to encourage everyone to please think about learning more about your national parks by going on our website at www.nps.gov. You can find out information on planning your next visits to parks or how you can volunteer or how you might be able to link to other parts of the Department of Interior to be able to connect with those particular areas. I really encourage everyone to come out and enjoy your national parks. Again, they're the soul of America, and we want you to be able to enjoy them. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Fran. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Fran Minella, Director of the National Park Service. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and research and get a transcript of today's fascinating conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. This is Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.